got tired of people with their hands in my underwear. It was too expensive. Sleeping with me and telling people how it was. I got tired of coming to church and seeing brothers that I had been with and I couldn't lift my hands up because I knew they were saying, I know what you like. Again, I was so ugly to myself. After that, I started saying, I don't want to wear sexy clothes. I don't want to wear, that's why I don't wear anything to show my shape or anything, because I don't want nobody to choose me because I have a nice figure or I have nice legs. I want somebody to see my heart. I want you to be able to look in my eyes and see the spirit of my soul and know that I'm a chosen vessel and I'm a queen. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I was willing to become poor. I was shaking roaches out of my clothes before I put them on, Bishop. I was flying for the airlines, and I was on the jump seat one day and looked down at my purse, and a roach was coming out of my purse. And the girl next to me started laughing. And I kept hearing the Lord say, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, I'm gonna bless you. Right now, some of you all, you may look at me now, and I have.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you. name.
You're the name above all names.
You are
worthy of all praise.
And my heart
to see
how great
is our God.
Oh, you're the name. Your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
You are worthy of all our praise.
Worthy of all praise.
Mighty are the works of your hands.
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 Your name is above all names.
Get a lot of hand clap of praise this morning. The song said he's worthy of all our praises.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Would you please stand to your feet for the reading of God's holy word this morning? It's truly a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but there's no other place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn to the book of Matthew. We're going to the 8th chapter, the 23rd verse.
Yes, Lord.
Powerful chapter, powerful scripture this morning I'm about to read.
Yes, Lord.
Talk about faith, little faith, no faith. But they got somebody on board by the name of Jesus.
What?
And don't you know if you put all your faith, your trust in Jesus, there's nothing to be worried about. Amen? It taught me something this morning. No matter what, Jesus can sleep through anything.
What?
Lord, when you wake up, everything going to be all right. Woo! Matthew's 8th chapter, 23rd verse. Several scriptures, y'all.
Yes, sir.
And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, and he was asleep.
Yes.
And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. That's a little faith right there. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?
Yes.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea.
Yeah.
And there was a great calm. And in verse 27, but the men marveled and said, what manner of man is this? That's God. That even the winds and the sea obey him. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. If you got God on your side, there's nothing to worry about. Yeah. Amen? May the Lord have a blessing for the reader, the listener, and the doer of his holy word. Let's all say in a loud voice, amen.
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 And amen.
Done in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread. And forgive us of our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into no temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from all sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come once more and again, Lord, just to give you some thanks and give you some humble thanks, Lord, for all of the things that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to our own self. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord, because you've been so good to us, Lord. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long ways. You brought me, Lord, from a coma that I was in for a whole year, Lord. And Lord, you placed my feet on a solid ground. And Lord, you turned my life around, Lord. And Lord, I just want to say in front of this congregation that I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. But right now, Lord, I want to thank you for lying down last night. While I slept in, I slumber, Lord. But early this morning, Lord, you taught me with the finger of love. Opened my eyes up to see another day, Lord, that I never saw before. And Lord, I want to thank you because I was able to call my brother. I was able to call my sick brother and ask him how he doing this morning, Lord. It is all because of you, Lord. But right now, Lord, I'm going to ask that you look upon the sick and the afflicted everywhere, Lord. Throw your merciful arms around them, Lord. Because, Lord, you said, by your stripes we are healed right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we ask that you look upon the shut-ins right now. Let them know, Lord, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Lord, they need you, and they can't make it without you. Just like you told your disciples, don't worry about nothing, Lord, because I can calm the wind and the waves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because there's power in your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, there's love in your name, Lord. Lord. Lord, there is forgiveness in your name, Lord. Because I know it's forgiveness, Lord, because you forgave me, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Then, Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for thy son, Jesus, who died, hung, and bled, that we all might have a right to the tree of life and that we might have it much more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Lord. Then right now, Father, I ask that you will look upon this congregation. Lord, look upon this congregation. Lord, I don't know what their problems is, Lord. Lord, but you know everything, Lord. You know every strand of hair that's on their head. Lord, but I'm just going to ask that you intervene in their life and make their crooked roads straight, Lord, and make their dark days light, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and everything going to be all right. Then, Heavenly Father, I ask that you will look upon this choir. Lord, let this choir sing a song today, Lord, that only heaven can get the news, Lord. And then, Heavenly Father, I come right now asking you to forgive me of my sins, Lord. Lord, forgive me for my idle thoughts, Lord, because, Lord, sometimes I have a tendency to think off, Lord. But you said just on the other day, greater is he that's in me than any man that's in the world. Lord, I need you, and I can't make it without you. Because every time, Lord, I try to make one step, without you, Lord, I have a tendency to fall, Lord. But, Lord, I ask that you just look upon my pastor right now, Lord. Throw your loving arms around him, Lord. Lord, throw your loving arms around my pastor, Lord. I'm not going to ask you to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But, Lord, I'm going to ask that you give him strength in these last and evil days. Now, these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let the church respond by saying amen.
cause I know you make a way. You my landlord, Jesus, and I trust you every day. Oh, yes, I do. I want to say, Lord, you're the landlord, and there's a lead.
From a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me.
Same.
I come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. I come from a poor family, oh, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Cause I didn't have no money. A lot of my friends thought that it was funny. But I'm so glad today I can stand right here and say that the Lord been good to me.
Yeah,
we were raised in a sack yard. So come and daddy, they on our backs. Mom and daddy, they did the best they could.
Yeah, no.
They always told me, son, be good. Out of all the things, hey, I know that the Lord been good to me. Oh, you've been good.
Been good
to me, Lord.
Been good.
Been so The Lord been good to me.
Yes.
Hey, you've been good, been so good.
You've been good to
me. Heal my body.
You've been good.
You touched my soul.
You've been good to
pick me.
Me
up.
You've been good.
You put me down.
You've been good.
You place my feet.
You've been good.
On solid ground.
You've been good to
thank
me.
You, Jesus.
You've been good to me.
You've
been good.
Yeah, Lord.
You've been good to me.
Out of all the things, yeah. I know that the Lord been good to me. Out of all the things, I know that the Lord been good to me. Has he done something for you?
Yeah.
I know he did something for you. Because he did something for me.
Yeah.
He brought me from a mighty long way.
Yeah.
I got something to pray about.
Yeah.
I got something to say about.
Yeah.
Hey, I know he did it for me.
Yeah.
I hear do the same for you. Yeah. Hey, you've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, you've been good.
You've been good.
Oh, you blessed me.
You've been
me from a mighty long
been
way.
Good.
Been so good to me,
you've
Lord.
Been good.
Been good to me.
You've been good.
I know that the Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes. Yes.
Father God Almighty, we thank you for the goodness and for the mercy. Thank you for the clarity, dear God, that you made known even unto us. Thank you for the covenant promise that you made with us, even through your blood. We come right now seeking to fulfill the joy that you've given unto every believer, that we walk in the light even as you are in the light, and you are the light. I thank you right now. I give you praise. I give you honor. Thank you for this choir, these musicians, for every minister, every evangelist that's in this house this day. We just thank you right now. We give glory and give honor and give praise even unto you, Lord. And we just thank you for all things that exist, whether we lack it, whether we enjoy it, but you brought it. And I just want to thank you right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let me first say this. All glory and honor to God. He deserves all the glory and honor that's even in the midst. I deserve no honor, no praise. Can I tell it like it is? God deserves all of it. We're going to talk to you this morning, but I want to first say this. We're getting clear. The Lord blessing us to come back clear and strong. We're going to go back to our altar call. We want to get back to our altar call. At this time, you don't have to hold hands. Just stand in the group and unify yourself together. And this is the way God answers prayer. When we all get on one accord, then God come in and intervene in our life. And whatever we need, whatever that we petition him for, he delivers us. I'm a faithful believer in that. I don't believe God ever lost a race. And if he abiding in us, we don't have to lose none either. He can always be with us. Sometimes it looks dim in our life. But don't worry about it. He'd already fixed it. We just have to walk in it. Ain't nobody in here going to fix nothing. You can pray all night. Ain't nothing going to get fixed. He's already fixed it. You just got to walk by faith in what he fixed, and everything going to be perfect. But we don't teach that these days no more. We like to be jubilant, excited. I like to be excited over the truth, man. I love truth. When you tell me the truth, this stuff just run through me. Cause me to act wild. That's for the Lord, though. I tell people all the time, I don't need to go to Hollywood. I can stay right here in Louisiana and do the same thing they do in heaven. You thought I was going to say Hollywood, did you? No, I'm not an actor. I'm not an actor. Whatever I do is done in reality. And I thank God for that, that he helps me and strengthens me and governs me every day of my life. And we have downfalls all the time, all of us. Nobody infallible in here. But when the storm comes, you already see him until Christ come back and receive you to yourself. I'm a believer in that. Today we're going to look in a book that everybody I be around mostly say he got master's degrees in Revelation, Daniel, and whatever. And they symbolic. I want to read from the fifth chapter. We're going to look at the fifth chapter of Revelation. Fifth chapter of Revelation. And I want you to hear what the Lord said. Now, how many people here, I want you to raise your hand. Now, I'm asking a question. How many people here believe I wrote this book? I'm looking for some hands. How many people believe that God gave the word for to be written by his apostle, his disciple? And he gave it to him and said, just like I tell you, you do it. How many people believe that this is the word of God? Amen. If it's the word of God, then that puts us on the road to get to where God is. And if he's in this house today, we ought to act like God's children, humbly submitting our will to his will. I think about it all the time that, you know, we push God on the side all the time. We always push him on the side till we need something. And when we need something, we cry more than a baby do to God to help us. We know what a help is, but we overlook him until we get in need. And he don't want that. He wants to acknowledge him at all time. And he's going to preserve us according to his word. Today, as I look at this scripture from the fifth chapter, Revelation. There's a question that always comes up, and I want to say it before we even read the scripture. Who were there? Who were there to receive this gospel of Jesus Christ? Who were there to receive this gospel? Is this because of the mercy and the love and peace of God that we accept him as Lord and Savior? Let's look at this scripture. And I saw in the right hand of him that sit upon the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look on their own. Good God. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look on their own. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Keep that in mind. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sit upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one
of them harps and golden bells full of order, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them as were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousands, saying with a loud voice, not ashamed, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, as such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. And I thank God for you. You may be seated. Are you worthy to receive the word? Let me tell you something. That's why God cleaned us up. We're not worthy just to receive the word. We got to be cleaned by God. A lot of times we go to church, but we just go to a house where people gather there. We don't have that in our mind, what to do or what to say. We like to be highlighted a lot of times. And every time I get up, I tell you this, I'm a servant. I don't need all these accolades and stuff that I hear people get. I don't need that. I already know who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm going to add to the throne of grace according to the word of God. I'm just going to take coverage of what the word say. That's all I can do. Now, I can get the big head. It's easy to do that. And start claiming accolades and everything that I don't need to claim. And then when I go before God with my hands stretched out, he said, what you stretching your hand out for? You ain't got nothing here. You had everything in earth. You got everything you wanted in earth. So you ain't got nothing here. So, you got to think about what the Lord does in our life. Now, here, John, I want to say this. We're going to get on with the list. We're not going to run over. Here, John is saying something here. He's, first of all, they bought him in some hot oil. Couldn't kill him. Think about that. Yeah. Then they put him on the Isle of Patmos. Want the reptiles to eat him up. Yes, they couldn't do nothing with him. John rested in the Lord on Patmos. When he rested in the Lord was able to use him. He could have got out there and shown his ability, how much he know and what he think, who he know, and the reptiles ate him up. But when he focused on Jesus Christ, just as Peter, when he focused on Christ, he was able to walk the water, but when he took his mind off Christ, he sank down. Church, we got to be focused on Christ. If I wear a nice suit, don't look at that. Just say this, he in debt or he trying to show out? That's all you got to say, he in debt or he trying to show out? Jesus wore a wraparound, a seamless wraparound. Not no pants, a seamless wraparound. He was the royalty of heaven, not the royalty of earth. People on earth, many kings on this earth, thought to be something special, but wasn't nothing to them. Jesus came and tore all his kingdom down. And when he told them, I'm going to tear this kingdom down in 3 days, I'm going to pick it up again. Well, they was all crazy. Didn't understand nothing because they wasn't of God. If you want to know, somebody can go get this book, and anybody can't get it. What the Ark of Covenant say? When the Ark of Covenant, you touch one word, you fell dead. Many of us in churches, sometimes not worthy to receive his word. But if you let the word condemn you, and then you acknowledge and confess that, Lord, I was wrong, I'm a sinner, would you please forgive and have mercy upon me? You're clear. You're clear. But if you stay, keep that ism in you, who you are and what you think it ought to be like, you're in trouble. You're in trouble with God, not me. With God. You're in trouble with God. And he said, look what he said. This book was in the right hand of God. And it had seven seals on it. And I was looking at them seals. It said on each seal, I'm looking at the information on it. On each seal it had like a bee make honey, a wax seal on it that only God holiness can break. What nobody worthy of heaven and earth could open those seals. Let me tell you, if God got you, Satan can't break in and get you because you sealed until the day of redemption. And we need to cut that foolishness out. We need to start telling people the truth and stop trying to make them feel good. Tell them the truth. And if they don't like it, if you know you're in the word, let them go. And God just going to bless you continuously. For you stood on the wall. Stephen stood on the wall, wouldn't back up, and they killed him. Jesus stood on the wall and wouldn't back up. They killed him. Well, he gave his life up, but they killed Stephen. We got to remind ourselves of that and take it in our heart. Those seven seals, that's the authority of God, the full authority of God. Keep it. When you see number seven, that's the fullness. That's completeness. That means completeness in the fullness of God. And when you got God, you're complete. But we don't teach that. Because we don't want people to know who they are. Satan told them, this was Satan told Eve, say, oh, he just don't want you to be like him. Right. He don't want you to be, we little gods, he don't want us to be like him. But what God say, you do it. God jealous of you. He don't want you to be like him. He don't want you to have knowledge and understanding. But your God say, the day you eat from that tree, from that fruit, you're going to die. And we've been dying ever since. God made us to stay here eternal. All we had to do is keep the garden up. But we disobeyed. And lady, with y'all pretty self, good looking, fine devils, y'all brainwashed us. We fell over. Jesus had to come 42 generations later and bring us back to the Lord. I know that's biblical. You think I'm crazy? Read the Sons of Solomon. Well, I ain't bold as Solomon was. Solomon will tell you stuff y'all put me out of church on. If I say it openly. But it's still the Bible. But you'll kill me like Stephen was telling the truth. And they beating on him, biting him and all that. He was telling the truth. But that was religious people doing him like that. So if you ain't anchored in Christ, you'll do anything. And then John said, you know what? I saw a strong angel. Now watch this, y'all. Help me, Lord Jesus. Everybody God made was strong. But this time, John said, I saw a strong angel. Now you tell me, God created all angels. Am I right? And then look, he made Satan too, didn't he? And Satan got besides and said he want to take over and run things. Instead of just staying subjected to God, he want to run the show. How that happen? Because I get blessed, then I get crazy. Instead of just holding on to God's unchanging hand, I want to go further. He said, I saw a strong angel running around heaven, proclaiming with a loud voice. He wasn't ashamed. That angel wasn't ashamed. Worthy. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals? Who worthy? Who worthy to do this? It's in God's hand. I remember when Moses asked God to let him see him, because he's everything I ask you, you do it for me. I just want to see who I'm working for. God told Moses, no, son, I can't let you see me. There's not a man alive can look on me and live. So he said, Well, something, please let me see you. He said, I tell you what, Moses, Moses, meekest man in all the earth. That's according to this book. Meekest man in all the earth. So God compromised with Moses, not sin. He didn't come out of sin. He come out of one who loved him and desired him and always lift him up and brag on him. So this is what he said. Okay, Moses, I'm going to go. Look, I want you to go on the cliff of the mountain. And when you pass by, I'm going to put my hand over your eye. And when you pass by me, I'm going to move my hand. And you're going to look on the hinder part of me. Look in the back of me. But I can't let you look on me. When God called Moses to the mountain, told him, bring his sheep, tell him to get cleaned up and wash him up good and bring him to the mountain. And make sure you tell him this. If anybody touch this mountain, they're going to die. I'm going to kill him right on the spot. Say, but watch this now. When you anchored in Christ Jesus, when you love the Lord, look what he say. Say, but Moses, you can come on the mountain. You can come. You can get on the mountain. But they can't. Isn't that amazing? So he said, who is words to open the book? Now watch this. This is the truth, y'all. If y'all, you know, I didn't write this, huh? But I'm bold what I say, because I see it with my eyes. And I got me a new pair of glasses, so I know I ain't lying. Yeah. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to what? Open the book, neither to look thereon. You couldn't even look on the book if you wasn't fixed properly. Under the law in the early churches, the priest come into outer court out there. He could come in there. He offered sacrifice and everything. But if he stepped inside of here and not worthy to partake of the word of God, he fell dead. Then the other preachers, they go in to get him. He's the God of the living, not of the dead, right? He had nothing to do with them dead folks. They go in to get him, and they fell dead. So God said, well, let me see what I do for y'all. I need to put you on your roll, put some bells on your roll, and to take a rope and tie around your waist, so when you go in there and lie against me, you're going to fall dead, and they can pull you out with the rope. Today, church, we take God for granted. I hate you, Steve, but I ain't gonna let nobody know it. But it's inside of me. Jesus, when John said he seen a sea, a crystal clear glass. Look, he could see everything. And then number four beasts, they had eyes in front of them and had eyes behind them. They see everything. You can't fool God at no time. See, if I have resentment against you, God see it. And you'll get up and say, I love Reb. You know you don't love no Reb. Stop that lying in church. Look what it say. I'm not making this up. And look what John say. Couldn't nobody even look on the book. And John say, who? I start crying. I wept much because no man was found worthy upon to read the book, neither to look thereon. Good God, I examine myself every day. See, I live with people, I get along with people every day, and I ask myself, I don't care how bad you are, you ain't no better than me. I don't care how tall you are, I can get up there, get a lousy, and get up there where you are. It's easy. We got to have common sense today. Just have a little common sense, you can please God by his spirit. Now look what he says. John said, I will, because I ain't seen nobody found words to open that book or read or look on it. Now watch this. Now around the throne of God, he said, I had, watch this. One of the elders said unto me, now watch this. Watch this. Weep not. Don't you cry. Behold, meaning look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Jesus come through the tribe of Judah, through David, to Solomon. Watch this, don't y'all get upset with me. To Rahab, through Esther, through Job, huh? through Simeon. Yeah. Watch this. This is what disturbed people. The Levitical tribe was the priesthood tribe. God, even though they were priesthood tribe, and the Levites thought they was better than other folks because that's the religious tribe. But God used, he took Moses. Moses wasn't a preacher. Moses was just a spiritual leader. He took Moses and put him over Aaron. God. If I do that, you'll go crazy. You run all out your mind, out your head. And I'm a servant of him. I'm supposed to have the same spirit in me that he got in him. What did the Apostle Paul say? Let what? Same mind be in you what? Do we know that? Yeah, let's see, don't weep no more, son. Behold, I see him coming through the tribe of Judah. He stood up and prevailed. Now, he stood up. We searched heaven and earth. Couldn't find nobody. Now, y'all, you see, y'all taking it leisure. Heaven mean a perfect place, ain't it? Earth. God made some good people. If he didn't, if you tell me I don't know what I'm saying, what you going to do with Enoch?
That's right.
What you going to do with Elijah?
Right.
He took them up. The Bible says Enoch was perfect. So he took them with him. We got to come in the word and act on what the word said unto us. He said, now this man, he can do it. He gonna do it. Ain't no doubt about it. And he went on to say, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
Of the four beasts.
Yes, sir.
And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. Yeah. Good God Almighty. You know who that is, Jesus. Can I say Jesus? Y'all don't mind me saying Jesus, huh? He said, as it had been slain,
yes, sir.
Having seven horns and seven eyes. Now watch what the scriptures say. I didn't make this up. Which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
That's right. That's right.
Is God powerful?
Yeah.
The completion of God is seven.
Yeah.
Can we just recognize that as God want us to recognize it and just stay with what the word says and get all that chin music out you? Paul said to the church, he said, all that schism, do away with all them schism. Or they used just the way they used to lead that Lord. Don't bring that before me. Tell me what they used to do. I don't want to hear that mess. Tell me what God doing now, what he's done, and what he's going to do in the future. Then me and you, good friend. But I'm not going along with that stuff, what you used to do. If the Lord done brought you out what you used to be thankful to him and give him the praise and honor and the glory for what he's done for you. And stop all that other stuff. See, he went on to say, and he came, Jesus, took the book out of the right hand of him that sit on the throne, which was God.
Yes,
that was God sitting on the throne.
Yes,
you mean to tell me, Jesus was the only one worthy, I'm finna tell you something, only one worthy to receive that book, heaven and earth.
Yes,
ain't no other place, right?
Yes,
why was Jesus so worthy? Because he came out the Father.
Right.
He came out the Father. And he and the Father was the same one. According to the holy word of God, they were the same one. So he had to be worthy. Because the Father was worthy. I think the Bible says, God said he swear about none other than himself. Ain't nobody else to look up to. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We got to do that. That's all we got to do. See, he took the book out of the right hand of him that sit on the throne. Y'all listen to this. Jesus got the book out. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, Jesus. The Lamb, Jesus. Having every one of them harps and golden veils full of order, which are the prayers of the saints. Good God Almighty Jesus. Do you not know? The scripture just say what it says. They fell down and worshiped God. Before him, worship him. That's what the scripture say here. Fell down, having every one of them, they had harps. Also where it's all right to play music. Even though the choir may not be able to sing sometime, get on that thing and whoop it. And then beat them drums some. You ain't got to say a word. The music knows speak for themselves. If you ain't got nobody to sing, don't worry about them. They ain't that important. Get on them musical instruments and drive it like you're crazy. And you watch the glory of God come up on you. Watch God start moving because your mind ain't thinking. You just in the will of God. Let me ask you something. Some of you might have come out the world like I did. Sometimes you be driving. I ain't going to ask you. You just start preaching. Sometimes you be driving in your car, got your radio on. Y'all tell me the truth. Don't lie. The Bible said, lie, you won't tear in God's sight. You just going riding. You ain't think about nothing. After a while, that good note come on. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, don't you tell me every now and then you don't pat your foot. And then sometimes you sing along with the radio. Yeah. Come on. Smith, what you talking about? I do it myself. I'm the example setter. But I don't get carried away. Ain't nothing wrong with no music. No, ain't nothing wrong with no music. It's what you make it out of. It's in your hand whether you receive. You can play all day. Anything you want to play, you don't bother me. Well, that ain't Christian music, Ray, but what you ain't thinking Christian either. Somebody, what ain't Christian music? You ain't thinking Christian, because I got all against you. Because you look better than me, I got all against you. So you got to watch yourself before you holler about I'm worthy. I can do this and I can do that. Stop saying that if it be the Lord's will, I'll do this or I'll do that. It says, so when them saints just been praying, ain't nothing been happening. Y'all hear me, please. Them saints been praying. I mean, taking it before God, the throne of God, and nothing moving right now. Now watch this. Nothing moved, nothing happened. I'm sick. And y'all, the church praying for me. And I'm still sick, just praying for me. But in due season, according to this word here, when they bring them prayers before God, he going to intervene. And it won't be no more sickness, no more death, no arthritis no more, no back pain no more, none of this stuff, no old age, none of that going to ever appear no more. He going to fix it. And they say, we're going to walk the streets of gold. Right now, gold is expensive.